I praise the Lord for being here. Praise Him for what He is to me. All right, let's get our minds on the Lord now. We'll get that out of the way. All right. If we can, the Lord's going to help us tonight. We're going to try to preach a little thought. I know it ain't nothing to me. It's what I've been praying a lot since Chris has mentioned it to me. He couldn't get a hold of me when he meant to ask me, so he just went ahead and done it. So that's on him anyhow. But as I found out that I was supposed to be here, I began to talk to the Lord and told Him that how ill-equipped I felt like I was. I still feel that way when I woke up this morning. All day long, I still felt that way. Said, God, You know that I can't do nothing. I need You. I need You to come by. And as I woke up yesterday morning, I walked into the living room and I sat down to put my shoes on to go to work. And as I sat there, something just come over me as real as I'm standing here before You. And something just come over me, praise God. And I began to look at the floor, and then I could see myself going to hell. And the Lord said, what if you died right now? Would you be found there? Praise God. And as I was sitting there, I had a fear come in my heart, because I know that I wasn't running with everything that I had. I know, praise God, that I could be doing a little better. When those thoughts begin to roll through my mind, I begin to see things where I could move up. Praise God. I begin to see places. Oh, glory to God. If you ain't never been there, you might ought to get there just a little while. Oh, God, help us tonight. This ain't even the message. Praise God. But I'm telling you tonight, I had something come down inside of my heart that I was scared, praise God, that I may not be right before the Lord, that if I left the world right that second, that I might have something left undone, praise God. Now we'll try to get on. As I begin to read and pray and try to see what the Lord had for us tonight, He began to deal with me just a little bit. So, kind of an odd thought, I thought. The promise of possibilities. As I began to talk to the Lord and ask Him what He was talking about, He began to talk to me just a little bit. If you will, turn to Matthew chapter 27. This is towards the end of what all happened. Christ had been crucified, hung upon the cross. And that's where we're going to start off from, verse 50. Matthew 27, verse 50. Says, Jesus, when He had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after His resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. I read all that just to say this. This was the promise. Praise God. Oh, help us tonight. This sealed the promise for you and I. Oh, it's the promise of possibilities. Praise God. If you're wondering what a possibility is, it's a thing that may happen. Oh, God, help us tonight. Oh, God. As you begin to read through the Bible, begin to read about Jesus, praise God. Oh, Holy Ghost, help us tonight. He began to tell us time after time after time what we could obtain. Praise God. He gave us that promise. Oh, of all the possibilities that you and I could get a hold of, praise God, if we're just willing to get down before Him, oh, and to give up our life, praise God, to give up our wants and our desires, the possibilities are endless, praise God. He promised all these possibilities to you and I tonight, that if we want it, we can have it, praise God. If you want your power tonight, praise God, it's right there, praise the Lord. He promised it to you tonight, praise God. Do you believe it tonight? Do you believe that the possibilities are endless for those that seek after the Lord? Glory to God. Oh, God. We'll read a few other places and I'll try to hurry. Maybe David or one of them may get in here again. Praise God. John chapter 14, verse 12. This just puts it right where it's at. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Because I go unto my Father. Now, do you realize what I was talking about? When Jesus gave up the ghost and the veil in the temple was rent in twain, praise God. That sealed every promise that he ever said, praise God. That opened the doors for you and I tonight. That made the way, praise God, that we could get into all those possibilities. All the things that Jesus done. Oh, we have the possibility tonight to obtain that power. To obtain the glory of God within our lives. To obtain the God Almighty in heaven walking right by our side. Glory to God. Are you thinking right now? Oh, just let your mind run. All the possibilities. Oh, I've sat down before and I've tried to think of something. Oh, that would seem near impossible. And the funny thing is, it's still possible to God. Nothing my little mind could come up with, nothing everybody in this world can come up with would be impossible for God. Oh, he can do everything, praise God. Oh, God, help us tonight. Do you believe that he's almighty? Do you believe that he is the Most High God? Praise the Lord. There is nothing out of his power. Glory to God. There is nothing, praise God, that he can't do tonight. Glory to God. Holy Ghost, help us tonight. Oh, glory to God. Do you believe tonight? Do you believe he's the Most High God? Do you believe that you can have the power? Do you believe you can get a hold of God? Well, I give you all one thing. If you believe, you're sure confusing me right now. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. This is Bruce's one of Bruce's favorite scriptures. I've heard him read it a lot. No doubt Dylan already knows where I'm going. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 and 10. You don't have to go there, but if you want to, go right ahead. This goes over all the gifts of the Spirit. Yeah, praise God. This is some of those possibilities, if you're wondering. Yeah. You have the words of wisdom.
That's right.
A lot of people could use that today.
Come on now.
The words of knowledge.
Amen.
Praise God, I could use a whole lot more of that. Discerning of the spirits. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hey, some people, I'm wondering if they know whether they're coming or going. Some of the stuff they pat on the back. Oh, amen. Glory to God. Faith. Healings. I believe Jesus done a little bit of healing. Praise God. Works of miracles. I believe Jesus done a little bit of that. Praise God. Divers kinds of tongues. Interpretation of tongues. Praise God. You begin to read all that stuff today. Oh, glory to God. People will say, oh, you just can't get it like that no more. Oh, if you want it, you can have it. Praise God. Oh, it's one of those possibilities that was promised unto you tonight. If you want it, you can have it. Praise God. Jesus will lead you right where you need to go to obtain that promise. Praise God. Oh, he promised us power if we want it.
That's right.
We can have all those things if we want it.
Amen.
2 Corinthians. Sorry, 2 Samuel. We'll go on over there. I'll just go ahead and get it right. 2 Samuel chapter 22. Verse 2 through 7. Says that he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
That's right.
I begin to read that today. The Lord is my rock.
That's right.
He's the solid ground on which I stand.
Yeah.
And my fortress. He is the walls that's built up so the wars of the enemy can't get to me. And my deliverer. He's the one that's going to fight for me. Praise God.
Right.
And win that battle. The God of my rock. In him will I trust.
Yeah.
He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior, praise the Lord. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death come past me, the floods of the ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell come past me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and I cried to my God, and He did hear my voice out of His temple, and my cry did enter into His ears. Praise God. Oh, if you wondered why I read that tonight, oh, that's another one of those possibilities. That's the possibility of deliverance if you want it. Praise God. You run to Jesus tonight, and you can have that deliverance. You can have glory to God. You can have your chains be broken. You can be set free. Praise God. You can say, I'm free. Praise God. I'm free at last. It's for you tonight if you want it. Glory to God. Another one of those possibilities. Oh, it just depends on what you want tonight. I know when I first started, a lot of you here's done heard it. You're going to hear it again. When I first started, pretty much I wasn't worth a dime. Wasn't worth nothing at all. I was tied up in the world. I was bound down, praise God, with all these things in this life that the world says you just need to take a hold of and run. It's fun. Praise God. I wasn't worth nothing at all. Praise God. And I began to talk to Brooke a little bit, and we started dating. Her mom and dad told us that the only way you get to see each other is if you come to church. So I found myself right back there. We'd sit back there all through service. We started dating on March the 19th. June the 16th, I found myself down on my knees at this altar, crying out to the Most High God, somebody that I heard about my whole life, but I did not understand. Praise God. Oh, they was talking, I believe it was last night. Oh, being too proud to cry. Oh, men's got that a hold of them that they can't cry in front of nobody. I told Jeremy they feel it for the first time. That'll be the last time they ever worry about it. Praise God. Because you'll feel something come down from the throne of God. Praise the Lord. Something you ain't never felt before. Praise God. It's the best thing you'll ever find. Glory to God. It outdoes the drugs. It outdoes the addictions. Praise God. It outdoes everything in this world. It outdoes the cares of this life. It brings, praise God, it brings joy to your soul. I can't tell you the times. Oh, God help us. Can't tell you the times that I'd be driving down the road, trying to pick a tree that I could hit as hard as I could, hoping it'd take me out. Find myself many times in the bedroom with the shotgun sitting right there. Only thing that kept me from pulling the trigger, I know it was the Lord. He'd speak right into my ear. Say, you know your mom's going to find you like that. Do you want her to see you like that? And I'd find myself and I'd begin to cry. I didn't have a bad life. Dad had revivals the whole time that I was living in their house, praise the Lord. A lot of times we was going 7 nights a week. We went so much and was out so much, praise God. They had to pull us out of school and stick us into homeschool because a lot of times we didn't make it in to 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So I was raised around holiness, raised around God. I was raised around the power, but I still didn't find it for myself. Glory to God. If you're wanting to find it, you can find it. Praise God. As I was sitting back there, oh, glory to God, I began to hear several of them get up and begin to testify. I'd hear Bertha testify about being delivered. I'd hear Frances testify. Praise God. I think she was still going through the cancer then. That's about 7 years ago, I guess. And I begin to praise God. I begin to hear Clara Collins testify about how the Lord would send her stuff floating down that creek. Oh, glory to God. How the little neighbor boy, praise the Lord, brought a banana all the way across the flooded creek, jumping from tree limb to tree limb, praise the Lord, when her little baby needed a banana. Oh, glory to God. Said God took care of her. And I begin to listen, praise God. I'm here to tell you tonight, you need to listen just a little while. God's got everything that you need. When Jesus was walking on this earth just like you and I, he was making promise after promise after promise of all the possibilities that could come to you and I, praise God. And if we're willing, praise the Lord, to look unto him and trust him with everything that we got, oh, the possibilities tonight are endless. Glory to God. They're endless. I found myself, in what time me and Brooke's been married, I found myself worrying a whole lot. A lot of you understand, you're probably worrying right now. I begin to worry. Then I heard somebody get up one night. They said, when you begin to worry, that replaces your faith. So every time I begin to worry, oh, I could hear it just as plain as day. So where is your faith? Praise God. There ain't nothing too big for God. You say a lot of that to this day and hour. You say that and people say, oh, you're crazy. Oh, there's been plenty of times. Oh, times Brooke don't even know about. Praise God. Oh, I've got to worry about my financial status. Glory to God. I told her if we was going to have children, I wanted her to be the one to raise them. I didn't want to pay somebody else to do it. But if you do, that's fine. That's just the way that I feel like. Praise God. That's what mom done for us, and it worked out just fine. Glory to God. Oh, God. And I find myself being self-employed with my dad. Oh, there's times that the money ain't going so good. There's times that the bills are coming in. Glory to God. And I don't see no way. Praise God. 90% of the time she don't even know, because I don't want her to worry. Glory to God. Oh, but I know a day came to me, praise God, where the devil came knocking on my door. He said, here's your job. You go ahead. You apply. So I listened and I did. Praise God. He was making good money, making about $23 an hour starting out. Glory to God. And I had a shot of getting it. Praise God. So the flesh was looking at it. Oh, the flesh was looking at it real hard. Glory to God. Here we was with a little girl. Didn't have a whole lot. Still ain't got much. All that money sitting right there just waiting for me to reach out and grab it. And when I went in, I took the test and everything. Passed the test and they were so excited. Said, oh yeah, you're going to be starting in just a couple weeks. Said, we'll start you next week if you want it. As I was sitting there at that table talking to that man and that woman, something down inside of me began to turn. They told me that it was going to be night shift from 7 o'clock at night to 7 in the morning and overtime almost all the time for a long time. Something down inside of me began to turn. I looked them in the eye and said, I can't do that. Said, I can't do that. I got to go to church. He said, are you sure this is an opportunity? I said, yes, I'm sure. He said, if God can't take care of me, I guess we'll just live in a poorhouse. Praise God. There's been times that I've had to look my own flesh right in the eye and say the possibilities are there. If I'm willing to trust in God, oh, the possibilities are right there that he'll provide. I know God is able to do all things. If we'll just trust him just a little while, he'll be right there for us. Praise God. Oh, when your children are running out, lost and undone, glory to God. Help us tonight. I didn't know what was going on. I was running wide open in this world. I was bound up in alcohol, in drugs, praise the Lord, running as hard as I could go, praise God. Oh, I wasn't scared of nothing. You said it in front of me, it wasn't nothing to me, praise God. Oh, but I didn't know that I had a little mama at home, praise God. She was crying for me. She was going out when I was asleep and anointing my truck, praise God. When I was gone, on. She was anointing my door, my windows, and my pillow. Praise God. I didn't know that I had somebody like that. But God was right there because he knows the possibilities. If I was just willing to call on him, he was listening to her just for me. Praise God. I don't know how you feel tonight, but I know Jesus is real. I found it for myself. And all those possibilities, praise God, I've slowly got a hold of some of them. One at a time, one at a time. And if you want them tonight, you're more than able to get them. You can have all that you want of them, praise God. When you're willing to get a hold of them, they're right there for you, praise God. His storehouse is full, glory to God. He'll never run out, glory to God. You come back every day as many times as you want, and he'll never run out. Glory to God. I'll try to hurry. Romans chapter 8. Verse 6. It says, for to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Glory to God. I know there's times in my life that I didn't understand what life really was. Because I was dead. I was carnal. I thought just because I knew Jesus was the Lord, or said I knew he was the Lord, and I said that I went to church before and I prayed before, that was good enough. I was dead. But when I found life and peace, two of those possibilities that's laying right there, if you don't know him, they're laying right there for you. Something you ain't never felt before. Praise God. If you felt it, you know what you're missing out on. Glory to God. It's still right there tonight if you want it. True peace down inside of your heart. Glory to God. You can have something down inside of you that no matter what goes on in this world, you're all right. Praise God. Because you know who's holding you right in the palm of his hand. Praise God. There's been many times in my life when I didn't know what to do. Praise God. I just had to lean back and lay in God's hands and say, Lord, I don't know what to do. I can't take another step on my own. I can't lift my head on my own. Glory to God. I don't have enough in me to even say a prayer. God, I need you. Glory to God. Oh, and Jesus would come by. I could feel him pick me up right in his arms. Glory to God. Begin to carry me. Praise God. Because he is life. He is peace. He is joy. He is strength. He is power. Glory to God. He is everything that we'll ever need. Glory to God. Oh, God, help us tonight. Psalm 16, verse 11 says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Glory to God. He's sitting right back here. There he is. He's smiling. I believe he's got some joy down inside. I know when I first found the Lord, I was so happy. Glory to God. I was smiling everywhere I went. I was like Francis. I was as proud as a peacock, if you will. Glory to God. I was prancing around because I found something that I never felt before. Praise God. And I was hoping somebody would just ask me, why are you so happy? Praise God. Oh, and there was many times that they did. Oh, and I got to tell them about a man that I met. Glory to God. A man that come to live inside of me. Glory to God. That I got some peace. Praise God, I could lay my head down at night. Oh, and all the evil thoughts were no longer there. Glory to God. Oh, the thoughts of death were no longer there. But I had the thoughts of life. Glory to God. Life evermore. Praise God. Oh, wanting to reach out. Glory to God. And tell somebody else.
That's right.
Another possibility. You can have the joy if you want it. Glory to God. He'll change your heart. He'll fill it up, praise God, with so much joy and so much peace. Oh, you won't even know what to do with yourself. You'll catch yourself just sitting there smiling. Glory to God. There's been plenty of times, oh, that I've let the old flesh begin to rise up just a little bit. Glory to God. Oh, and the joy begin to slip away. Praise God. If you ain't never been there, oh, I'm so happy for you. Praise God. But I found myself there. The devil says you'll never get back. He'll sit there. He'll tell you all you're willing to listen to. Oh, that you'll never get back to that. That the joy will never come. That the peace of your mind will never come. You'll never feel the power of God no more. You'll never be able to cry when you pray. God don't hear you no more. Oh, glory to God. He don't care about you no more. But I'm here to tell you. Oh, glory to God. I got down to pray one night. Oh, God, help us today. Oh, in just a few little words, the Lord spoke to me. He said, hang on. Glory to God. As I began to grasp those words with everything that I had. Oh, I didn't feel no burning down inside. I didn't feel no revival coming through. Praise God. The Holy Ghost didn't tear the room apart. Oh, just a few small voices. Oh, praise God. Just hang on. Oh, I begin to hang on. Glory to God. God seen my heart that night. That I was trying with everything in me just to hang on. And how many knows, glory to God. Though I was loaded down, though I was burdened, because I was willing to hang on. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because I was willing to hold fast, Brother David. Praise God. Oh, Jesus come by again. Praise God. Jesus came on the scene. God, glory to God. If you never felt him out real, you don't know what you're missing out on. The times I'd find myself early in the morning in the bedroom just crying, couldn't find the words to say. My soul was broken. I felt burdened down. Oh, glory to God. That I felt like I couldn't go on. Didn't tell nobody. Didn't want no pats on the back. I just told the Lord, if you hear me, if you hear me, you know right where I'm at. If you're still listening to me, Lord, I need your help. Praise God. How many knows he was still listening? Oh, as I could just sit there and cry. Couldn't even say the words out loud. I just sank them in my mind. Say, Lord, you know right where I'm at. I'm begging you tonight, just hear me. Just hear me. I need help. Praise God. He's right there. Glory to God. The Lord's talking to somebody. Oh, the Lord's still hearing tonight. He's still listening to you tonight. Glory to God. You just keep right on hanging. Praise God. You keep trusting in him. Glory to God. And he'll be right there. Right on time. Glory to God. He'll not forsake his children.
That's right.
We can have all these things. Yeah. Glory to God. I could go for a long time. I probably still wouldn't even get them all. Glory to God. Of all the promises that Jesus made for us. Glory to God. Oh, all the promises that God made that we can have. Glory to God. And when Jesus died, he sealed the promise forevermore. Glory to God. Nothing else the devil could do about it. Glory to God. Oh, help us, Jesus. Are you willing tonight to reach out for the possibilities? Are you willing to feel around? Praise God. Oh, and see what you can grab a hold of. Oh, to live the best that you know how and seek the Lord with everything that you got. Praise the Lord. Oh, and just feel around and see what he's got for you tonight. Glory to God. I'll read a few more places. I'll try to hush. I don't know about you, but I'm sure glad I know Jesus. I'm sure glad that I met him one day. And that I've met him every day since. Praise God. And it's felt new every time. He's sure good to me. Matthew chapter 7. Verse 7. It says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. And he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Oh, I've read that so many times. But as I begin to read it the last few days, oh, it seems so real to me. All I got to do is ask Jesus with an honest heart. I begin to look back on my Christian walk. When I came to that altar, I wasn't worth anything, praise God. Still ain't worth a whole lot, praise God. Oh, but I'm glad there's been a change in me. All I did was get down and say, God, would you forgive me? I know that I'm wrong. I asked and he listened, praise God. I asked and he gave it to me, praise the Lord. He gave me the new heart. He gave me the new mind, glory to God. It's there for you tonight. It's still there, glory to God. Oh, if you just ask tonight. The Lord's listening. The Lord's listening tonight. Glory to God. Believe that He hears and know that He wants to bless us. Glory to God. We don't have to have the riches. Oh, just ask for the blessing of your soul. Glory to God. Let my soul prosper, oh God. Oh, forget this whole world, my God, my God. When I close my eyes and die, my God, let me be ready to go home with you. Oh, glory to God. Oh, the devil's been coming pretty hard lately. And I know why. Because every now and then, I get a glimpse. Oh, praise God. The Lord will come by and give me just a little bit, just a split second feeling of what eternity's going to feel like. And every time it comes by, it scares me. And I ask the Lord, please, God, let it come more often. Lord, let it come more often. Oh, I want to know, glory to God, what I'm facing. Oh, the possibilities are there tonight. Glory to God. Oh, help us today. If you want your deliverance, you can have it. If you want your power, you can have it. Glory to God. If you want your salvation, you can have it. Glory to God. We're all facing eternity. If you died today, where would you go? How would you be with your Lord if you took your very last breath this second? Praise God.
Come on,
the possibilities are endless. Everything we ever need, it's right there at our fingertips. If we're just willing, praise God, to reach out and grab a hold of it. Glory to God. You all got anything? Come on. Say something. The possibilities, they're promised to you and I tonight. If you want them, you can have them. The devil tells you you can't be delivered, that you can't get a hold of the power, praise God. The only reason he tells you that and you listen, praise God, is because when you listen, the possibility begins to drift away because you don't believe no more. If you just believe tonight that everything that God has, you can have. Oh, it has such a greater walk with the Lord. Just be willing tonight to listen to Him and to seek Him with everything that you got, and He will be found alive to you. If you will, come and pray.